Lutheran half hour, which is no bad thing. Let's go now to John Gladigo to hear about a project in Loxton. Hello, John.
G'day, Peter. How you doing?
Now, you're a farmer.
I am. I'm actually sitting on top of my harvester trying to get mobile phone coverage as we speak.
So, how's the yield, John?
It's pretty ordinary. When we've had two of our four driest years in history in the last 2 years.
Yes.
And so we're very thankful for what we're still finding. But, yeah, it's a pretty tough time here.
Of course it is. And do you have sheep or just crops?
We've just got cropping. We're a large cropping operation.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's hard, I know. And have you lived in Loxton all your life?
I have lived in the Loxton region all my life, that's right.
And you have a Nuffield scholarship. You had a Nuffield scholarship, I think, to study agriculture in the USA.
Yeah, I did. Well, actually, to look at agriculture all over the world. That was about 12 years ago now. I got to look at collaborative farming all over the world, and as a result of that, we actually set up a collaborative farm called Bullabarra, which is what I'm harvesting on tonight.
How does that work, John?
We took two family farms and we put them together and we run them as one so that we can create efficiencies and economies of scale. And, you know, I mean, things like our, you know, harvesters that are worth, you know, $500,000 each. And if you can put them over a larger area and run them longer and work together, you can just create much more efficiencies and economies.
And the families still own the farms.
The families still own the farms, they still own the land, and we're still running them together as just a larger family farm. The two entities aren't actually related, it works very, very well and is now starting to be copied around the world as well.
Good. So, and are you harvesting earlier? Because usually it's by Christmas, isn't it?
We usually aim to be finished by Christmas, and we'll be well and truly finished by Christmas this year. Yes. But that's really more to do with the season than anything else.
Well, let it rain. Now, for 20 years, there's been a production of this, I think it's called Three Kings in Loxton. Mm-hmm. It's a bit like Oberammergau. What is this show, please?
It's actually called Littletown. It's been going for 20 years. This year's production is called Three Kings.
Right, so you do a different show.
Yeah, we started off, I guess I'm a bit of a closet playwright as well and sort of has been known as the guy who writes stuff while he's sitting on his tractor.
Good.
And 20 years ago, I wrote a little 15-minute Christmas play to do now in St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Loxton.
Beautiful church there, prominent church.
Yeah, it's a really lovely church and it holds about 400 people and we pulled a few people together And the first night, 300 people turned up, and then we did it the second night, and 700 turned up, so we had to do two shows. And the third night, 1,000 turned up, and we did two shows and turned 200 people away. And well, the rest, as they say, is history. So 20 years later, 14 productions, 130 performances, and over 30,000 people later.
Wow. And different shows.
Different show every time. Yeah, I'm not writing the productions, and so it's a different show every time, and it's sort of grown from that 15-minute play to now being an hour and a half. So it's quite a major. Well, it's really a major musical production now, it's quite. I guess it's quite different than it's not just a Christmas play, your traditional little Christmas play. It's probably a lot more involved than that, and it tells the story of Christmas through the eyes of people who were there at the time, and incorporates a lot of humour, I guess, and being a farmer, it's pretty agricultural type humour, and a lot of, I guess, pop culture and local imagery, and a lot of politics ends up in it.
And the music, you can pile songs, or are they written?
We actually, the first couple of years we were using other songs, then we realised that we had to pay for copyright, so we decided it was easier to write our own.
Yep.
So I actually wrote the music probably for the first 10 years, even though I can't actually read music or play much music or sing very well, but I have an extraordinary musical director now, Karen Hughes.
Didn't stop Irving Berlin.
No.
And others. Yeah.
So now it's all original music, and we've got some amazing people who I still write a little bit of it, but I've got a musical director and a couple of others who also write the music for it, and it's quite inspiring and majestic music that's part of it, which I said mixes in with the humour and the fun of it as well. So there's that.
And you have a special guest this year, the beautiful Desiree Fran, who I've seen in opera, and glorious performer, and she's a guest.
She is. Well, the way it actually started out, I actually, Desi's from the Riverland, and I actually heard her singing in the Loxton Pizza Bar when I was when she was 13. It was after one of the Littletown shows, and her dad was doing lights for us, and she was singing songs from The Sound of Music. And her sister said, "John, why don't you write a role for Desiree in Littletown?" And I said, "Well, if she's willing to be in it." So the next year, I wrote her a song, and she became our angel for the next 6 years in Littletown. And I guess it's one of the places where she got her start. And, of course, you know, she's gone on to some amazing things, being the lead principal for Opera SA now. And and she's also the soloist for the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra Christmas concerts this week.
Yes, yes.
And so, you know, the last time she performed with us was in 2007, I think. And so for her to come back and be part of the show again this year is extraordinary. And wonderful for those who are a part of it, especially for the younger members of our cast to have a mentor like that to be with them.
I'm pleased to hear about something religious, because I think we get further and further away from the religious at Christmas, which is, it might be sad, John.
And well, the thing is that what we're trying to do here is actually to tell the true Christmas story and pull no punches with it either. But whilst people come to Littletown to have a good laugh as well, because you know, some of it's really quite funny and we do a lot of fun stuff, but we actually keep to the absolute, to the core of the biblical story and to the nativity as it is.
And you do it in the church, not in the hall.
We do it in the church, and it's actually quite deliberate to do it in the church. A couple of reasons. One is that to demystify the church, I guess, in some ways, because people love to, are quite happy to come in there. But also, it is just a beautiful building with amazing acoustics. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a wonderful venue. It's a great place in there for lighting and sound.
And when is it on, John Gladigo?
It's on this over the next 2 weekends. We've got 7 performances over 2 weekends. So it's on this Friday, Saturday night, and the matinee on Sunday, and then another 4 performances next weekend. Tickets are selling like crazy. We're expecting certainly most of the performances to be close to sold out. In fact, some of them are close to sold out now.
Wow.
We'd love to have people come along. And if I'm allowed to mention it, the website is www.littletown.com.au, and people can go there and learn all about the show and go there to purchase tickets as well.
Three Kings, performed by Littletown in Loxton at St. Peter's Lutheran Church. Good luck to you, John. I'm very pleased to hear about it, and I'm sure it will go very well. And good luck with the rest of your harvest.
Thanks, Peter. And we'd love to have you come and join us if you've got a free night.
Thank you very much.
We'd love to have you along.
I love Loxton. It's always a pleasure to go there. Thank you, John. All the best. Lovely town, Loxton. My favourite Riverland town, but we won't tell anyone. Coming up, from Lutherans to Lutherans, we'll hear about a Lutheran.